All right, on this Monday morning, every Monday morning we talk about something Michigan-made, a Michigan-made product or a Michigan company. How about our Michigan-made president, Gerald R. Ford? There's a new children's book about President Ford's life. It's being released, and the author of that book, Truth and Honor, the President Ford story, on the line with us right now, Lindsay McDivitt. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
The neat thing about this book is that you tell the story of President Ford's life through certain moments of his life. Tell us a little bit about your approach to storytelling about the president.
Well, in a nonfiction picture book biography for kids, you do a lot of research. It's a true story, but of course you need to engage young people. So I definitely look at what will add some interest and draw kids along to the story. Some of the moments, I think one dramatic moment is when he's in World War II on an aircraft carrier, and he actually almost lost his life in a typhoon where a wave hit him and he slid down across the deck and barely caught himself with his feet, but did manage to save himself. And kids are rather in awe of that moment.
What are some other moments that stand out in President Ford's life?
Well, when I did my research, I was really struck by how he went to a public high school, South High in Grand Rapids, and he was with a very diverse population growing up there. A lot of immigrants to the United States, African Americans, people who didn't have a lot of money and had to work really hard. And I think that upbringing in school and in Grand Rapids really instilled in him a lot of empathy for people who did not have it easy. His family, of course, did not come from wealth. He didn't have it easy either. But I think he understood many types of people in America.
It can be very inspirational to a young reader who, you know, looks and maybe sees themselves, you know, in this story and says, you know, he grew up in Michigan, became the president of the United States. That's certainly something to aspire to.
Right. And he did have to work hard. I mean, there was no job that was beneath him. He washed dishes and he hauled boxes of Cracker Jacks and Verners at the amusement park there in Grand Rapids. He waited tables, and even in college at University of Michigan, he needed two jobs washing dishes in addition to a $100 scholarship that helped to get him there.
Yeah, quite a story, quite an individual, Gerald Ford, our 38th president. The book is called Truth and Honor, the President Ford Story, and I know that the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Foundation was excited to release this book with you and had some events scheduled around its release. Obviously, with the coronavirus, things have to be done a little bit differently, but you're still going to be doing a program, aren't you?
Right. We've recorded a three-part series, a sneak peek video, and they're really about 10 minutes long, and they're based on helping kids to understand the writing process. So they're there at the GeraldRFoundation.org website. If you click right on the image of the book cover, it'll take you to the three-part series. And we talk about things such as using similes and metaphors. I used a lot of Michigan-based similes and metaphors. The figurative language kind of brings things to life for people. Those that don't know Michigan get a bit more insight, and those that do know Michigan will hopefully be pleased.
Sounds really interesting. Great summer viewing to keep young minds engaged. Finally, Lindsay, as you were doing all the research and writing this book about Gerald Ford, obviously you knew something about the president going in, but you learn new things as you go. What struck you the most about the life of Gerald R. Ford?
I think the thing that I was only in high school in 1974, 76, when he was president. And I didn't know that much about him other than that he had to deal with, of course, Watergate and the other issues that were on his desk, I guess, when he took office. I think that was overwhelming. He really had to just step in. gain the trust of Americans and then deal with things like inflation and the Cold War and ending the Vietnam War, you know, high prices for gasoline and housing. And so he just had to fill big boots, and it was lucky that he had a lot of governmental experience behind him as a congressman.
Yeah, absolutely. The right man for the job at the right time, mm-hmm. Indeed. Lindsay, a pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for writing this book, and we appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Take care.